Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I told you we were going to get both sides of this issue and this debate. Kelly Bernero joins us in studio now, and we are going to be talking with Derek Dopies, who another Democratic Party activist with the Senate Democrats, but want to bring in the chairman of the Ingham County Republicans, Linda Lee Tarbor. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, Jack?
I am just fine. Well, your general impression of this quote-unquote compromise?
It's a compromise. It smells of Chicago-style politics, but it's as close to a compromise as I guess we're going to get from this president.
Well, I guess you have John Boehner saying nice things about it. You have Jim DeMint saying bad things about it. We have seen the difference in views among Democrats. Do we have as big a difference of opinion on this among Republicans?
I believe that the Republicans started off in good faith to extend the Bush tax cuts. And prior to January 1st, 2011, we realized in what positions we were in terms of strength to get, carry on the agenda for the people. We wanted to extend the Bush tax cuts, period. That's all we needed to do. We wanted to do to ensure that millions of Americans are not seeing a lighter paycheck come January 1st.
What about the idea that extending those tax cuts across the board, Linda, we're going to increase the deficit by an extra 25% for the upper 2% of income earners, and the fact that a lot of people think that those 2% shouldn't have any sort of tax cut?
Well, years ago, being wealthy was not taboo or something to be ashamed of. And being wealthy and being treated like any other citizen, having tax breaks, and stimulating our economy through hiring jobs and opportunities shouldn't be something that people should be concerned with. I'm concerned about the health care bill and the monies that's going to go toward that to fund that, and the stimulus package that has not stimulated anything in this economy as I can see it.
Linda, are you concerned at all that we have now the greatest disparity between rich and poor of any country on the globe, and that we have a situation where the top tax bracket under President Dwight Eisenhower was 91%. It was 70% when Ronald Reagan took office, and it got down to 50%. Now we're to 35%. Sounds to me like the top wage earners in this country are doing much better.
The top wage earners in this, again, there's nothing to be ashamed about of being wealthy. People do aspire to be wealthy, and this is the one of the countries that you can take your ideas, put them into a plan, and market it. Get your ideas out there, create something that people want, and become a millionaire overnight. This is a great country that we have to have opportunities like that. This is not a socialist country. We're not in a socialist country. And because we're not in a socialist country, there's going to be opportunities for people like you and me to become very wealthy in the future if we have something that people want to buy or invest in. And that is the greatness of our country. And I'm not against that. I just want to make sure that the tax credits that are already in place right now continue. I think that people look at this continuation of the Bush tax credits as something that is going to take away from what we already have right now. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. I think that a lot of the people that we're talking about, particularly the people that the threshold in which the Democrats wish to select from, I'm not talking about the multi-billionaires. I'm talking about those people who have done well but are still very well-to-do but still have to contend with the taxes and having businesses and owning those businesses.
I guess I would love to be in the position where I could pay 39% on my taxes and actually not care about it. But Linda Lee Tarbor, chairperson of the Ingham County Republicans, our guest. We appreciate her joining us. And we want to bring Kelly Bernero back in. Kelly, you had a question for Linda?
Well, I just wanted to point out that the taxation levels in the United States are the lowest they've ever been since President Roosevelt. And when you look at times when government really stepped in and made a difference in society with programs like welfare during the Eisenhower years, people did pay the higher taxes because our country was on its way. We had just entered this new frontier, and people were doing well. And that's how, you know, we dug ourselves out of the Great Depression, was by, you know, larger government programs. So I think now we're kind of, if we compare what happened during Eisenhower's tenure to today, we have to make these big investments now. And the great thing about this compromise is that it is very sustainable for our medium and long-term deficit. It's not so good on the short-term deficit. People, Democrats and Republicans, have criticized that. But I just did want to point that out about the taxes. Yeah. And
well, I think Linda makes an excellent point, though. And you are opposed to this, not because of extension of the Bush-era tax cuts, but of the extension of the unemployment benefits, correct?
Correct.
Tell us what's wrong with that. I want to go back real quickly
just to something that Kelly just mentioned about digging ourselves out of the Depression through large government programs like welfare. I would respectfully disagree with that. We dug ourselves out of the Depression because people decided to go to work and work hard and invest in their community and sacrifice and take chances and use their creativity and ingenuity.
Do you think people have forgotten how to do that,
produce.
Linda?
They did. And I will tell you, Kelly, I'm just going to be very blunt with you. I'm an African-American woman, and I will tell you that in my community, the welfare is the worst thing that could have ever happened to the black community, ever.
I read that today. I was doing my research today, and I was reading perspectives from another African American that said that, and I would just, you know, in our metropolitan centers, I think that the welfare or unemployment is the thing that's keeping whatever food is on the table for these kids who need to learn in school and, you know, have something in their stomachs to get a good education. That sometimes is the only thing. Does it have its faults? Of course. But
Linda, with the unemployment rate, what it is in the state of Michigan, if we did not have unemployment insurance or an extension or even the base program, what alternative would there be? What would you advocate?
Well, there's three things going on with unemployment. The first is being there was a study, and I've heard it on the television this morning that in Great Britain there were people were extended benefits, and they found that if you extended it for 5 years, people would find jobs in 5 years. If you cut it down to 3 years, they would find jobs in 3 years and 1 year. If you cut it down to 1 year, they'll find jobs in 1 year.
What if you cut it down to one day? If you cut it down to 1 day, do you think everyone would be employed on Monday?
No, I don't think that everyone would be employed on Monday. But again, if you cut it down for the majority, that's according to what this study said, people will tend to look more aggressively if they have a shorter period in which to find and secure the employment. But getting back to the other issue with employment, and for African American males, unemployment is 50%.
Right.
50%.
Why is that?
And
Linda?
So, well, there's a breakdown of the family,
okay,
and that is part of it. Mm-hmm. There is a disparity between educational opportunities for African American youth who have been left behind. Right. So that's another issue. And
how do we correct those in a year, as you suggested?
You're not going to correct those systemic problems in a year. Those are some problems dealing with handouts and lack of the breakdown of the family structure. It deals with a lot of different things. There's so many things that need to be mapped out to rebuild the inner cities and the communities and the families that live there. that it's not going to be dealt with another handout or a program. It has to be dealt with in a meaningful way. Education, reforms that are meaningful for the inner city schools, cleaned up, all of that needs to be taken care of and taken a look at what meaningful ways that government can provide some assistance there. But large government programs are not the answer. They're not the answer.
Linda Lee Tarver, chairman of the Ingham County Republicans, our guest. We're going to be joined momentarily after our break by Derek Dobies, and he is a Senate Democratic staffer. But first, do you have a final question, Kelly, for Linda? Is there anything that you have heard here that you would take issue with?
Well, you know, I think that while we address some of the systemic problems that Linda Lee was talking about, these temporary, you know, I don't want to call them temporary fixes, but things like unemployment, uninsurance, and giving people a break on the payroll taxes. These are proven things that will stimulate our economy. And I just have to get in here that most studies show that putting money in the pockets of middle and lower class Americans is the best way to revive the economy. They are the ones who go and spend it right back in the grocery stores, pay their cable and heat bills with it. Whereas wealthier folks, when they get tax cuts, like the 1% that's going to receive this tax cut, assuming the compromise passes, they're going to invest it. They could invest it in foreign banks. There's no good evidence to show that they will in fact stimulate the economy.
Does that make any sense to you, Linda?
Of course it makes sense to me, but I'm also looking at the idea that this mass of people who are working and investing, and they're making a good living, and they are investing here in Michigan, and they're investing in the United States, and they're creating jobs for people. That is, this small business is not necessarily a $30,000 a year business. This could be a multi-million dollar business where people are investing, and they are struggling still to keep those businesses open.
All right. Linda, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
Linda. Linda Lee Tarver, chair of the Ingham County Republicans, will be right back with Derek Dobies coming up next on Ebling & You.